Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. Let's turn now to the Hispanic vote. The Pew Hispanic Center recently reported that illegal immigration is down and deportations went up to record levels during the Obama administration. Polls show that nationally, President Obama has a solid majority of the Latino vote. And as former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez writes today for Fox News Latino, it is no secret that Republican Mitt Romney faces a challenge attracting Hispanic support. Even though Gonzalez argues that Hispanics are generally considered conservative on issues of faith, family, and country. So, which way will the Hispanic vote go? Well, joining us on the line to talk about this is Sergio Bustos, state and politics editor for the Miami Herald. Hello, Sergio.
Hey, greetings from Miami.
Hispanics, fastest growing voter bloc in the country. But as you've asked, do Hispanics vote? And what do you say?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for 2012 whether the numbers show that they'll come out. The numbers are growing, but there's still a lot of non-voters because either they haven't registered or they're not U.S. citizens yet. But that'll be a real telling sign come 2012, but certainly a lot of interest in this very fast-growing voting bloc.
So would Republicans have to win the Hispanic vote or no?
They don't necessarily have to win it. When you talk about winning it, they don't need to get 51%. George Bush did very well, both in 2000 and 2004, and he was getting 40 and 44%. So as long as they get about 40%, they'll do well. But McCain got about 26% in 2008, and that was not very good. Meanwhile, what has changed over the last 4 years is that Obama is not done too much to bring this group to his side, not because of immigration, but mostly because the economy is still faltering, the foreclosure crisis is still big, and a lot of Hispanics are unemployed.
Right. So which way would you say Florida is leaning right now, then, among Hispanics?
I think it's a toss-up. I think Hispanics are the soccer moms, I don't know, of 2012, where they could go either way depending on who can deliver the message to them that the economy is going to turn around, they're going to get back to work. And on a more symbolic issue for many Latinos, will they do something to finally solve the immigration debate in this country?
Now, the Obama administration has been making some subtle changes to on immigration, presumably to attract Hispanics. He's offered to shelve deportations of some well-known community members and deport fewer undocumented people who are stopped for minor traffic violations. So is that making any headway, and is that seen as a strategy for trying to get the Hispanic vote?
I don't think it's going to be very effective because I think after so many years of this very contentious debate, people are looking for a big answer, a final, maybe a comprehensive plan that could, you know, really deal with the, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 million undocumented immigrants in the country. I think they're looking for something much bigger.
So which party would you say is moving the needle most on immigration, and how is that playing out?
I hate to sound like a politician. I think both parties are actually doing are not doing a great job. I think there's been a little bit of a lack of action on the part of the Obama administration and Democrats. I think maybe they feel Hispanics are going to vote for them anyway. On the other hand, Republicans are doing everything they can to kind of push Hispanics away, you know, with support of these tougher state laws like those from Arizona, Alabama, where, you know, it almost seems like they're targeting solely Hispanics to try to get them out of the country.
Now, will it matter at all, a vice presidential candidate here on the Republican side? You know, Mitt Romney is said to be considering New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte, and she, of course, has supported Arizona's immigration bill. And then there's Florida freshman Senator Marco Rubio. He's said to be on Romney's short list of potential vice presidential candidates, and he's got his own sort of compromise on the DREAM Act, which failed in Congress. Does this matter at all, do you think?
again, I think the larger picture is the economy. And by the way, that short list is pretty darn long. so it's hard to tell who might make a difference. But I think if the economy doesn't kind of improve or show better signs of improvement, right now it shows signs of sputtering again. You're looking at Latinos that have, Hispanics have higher unemployment rates than the rest. I think they've been hit a little hit harder by the economic downturn, and until that turns and gets better, some of these other issues may not matter, and certainly the people won't matter that are running.
What about Jeb Bush and his influence, particularly in Florida, on the Hispanic vote? What's going on with that?
You know, what's fascinating about Jeb Bush is, of all the candidates out there, that would be. Of all the people out there that would be likely to draw the Hispanic vote, it would certainly be him. He speaks fluent Spanish, first of all. And his position in immigration, he's been trying to push the party, the Republican Party, to be more realistic about how to deal with some kind of comprehensive immigration plan, and to stop pushing away Hispanics that may be on the fence about which party they might like to be part of. I think he'd almost be the ideal VP candidate for Mr. Romney.
Now, is there or should there be a different strategy on the part of the presidential candidates to try to attract Hispanic voters?
You know, the days of, putting a sombrero on or attending some kind of Latino festival, I think, are over. I think the Hispanic population wants to hear specific goals, just like any other American, as to what a president wants to do. And, you know, nowadays you're dealing with a very diverse group of people. I mean, folks like myself that arrived 50 years ago. And there are others that arrived, 5 months ago. Mm. Now, those are the ones that obviously are not U.S. citizens. But there is a group that they're going to have to deal with a generation of people that maybe don't even speak Spanish very well, or people that don't speak English very well. Just a real diversity of people all across the country.
All right, Sergio Busto, state and politics editor for the Miami Herald. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And still ahead today, as the Supreme Court considers the punishment, a Massachusetts man reflects on getting life without parole at age 17. The news is next, here and now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, and by Harvard University, whose Harvard Extension School has online and on-campus courses for students around the world, extension.harvard.edu, and by the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston with Figuring Color, exploring the expressive power of color in paintings and sculpture, icaboston.org.